Welcome back to Radio Islam International. Time right now is exactly 6:30. Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, which is known as DFFE, Minister Barbara Creecy attributes much of country's plastic pollution to inadequate waste removal services. Alongside 174 other nations, South Africa will participate this month in Ottawa in negotiations to create a legally binding treaty aimed at ending plastic pollution, particularly in the marine environment. And the government has collaborated with local authorities, including the South African Local Government Association, which is known as SELGA, to enhance municipal waste collection and address plastic pollution. So SELGA expressed hope that the treaty would address funding and infrastructure challenges, thereby improving waste services. So tonight we speak to Marvelous Nengovela, SELGA Waste Management Specialist. Good evening to you, Marvelous, and thank you very much for joining us on Radio Islam.
Good evening, Suhaib, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Firstly, Marvelous, how does SELGA assess the current state of waste management services provided by municipalities across South Africa?
Well, Suhaib, I think it's critical to look at what municipalities have been entrusted with in terms of the constitution, which is to provide waste management services to all citizens of the country, and it's also critical then to look at where we are currently as the country, where we have 66.3% of the population that are receiving waste collection services. So basically we still have a quarter of the population or households that are still not receiving the collection. So there is then a need to then to increase services to those that are not receiving waste collection at the moment. But what is also important to indicate, Suhaib, is that while you have that 66% of those that are receiving services, you still have a leakage of waste material into the environment. So there are quite a number of things that still need to be done. And from SELGA point of view, one of the things, as I conclude on this matter, we developed this management, which we are rolling out to municipalities in order to improve patient business and municipalities in case where you would wait for a truck today, for example, and the truck does not come. So the issue of communication is very critical. So that's where we are in terms of the waste management services, but there is still a space for improvement in order to close the loop where waste finds itself into the environment.
Marvelous, we read in the media that SELGA highlighted funding and infrastructure challenges that the global treaty needs to address. So what specific challenges do municipalities face in improving waste collection and management, particularly in relation to plastic pollution?
So you would know, and the listeners would know, waste management is its logistical function, which requires a municipality or anyone who's providing this to have specialized vehicles and storage. So the funding is around providing those facilities or infrastructure. So in the negotiation, what we have recommended to the negotiators, being led by DFFE, is that whatever mechanism that comes out of the negotiation, it should also cater for funding of the relevant infrastructure or specialized vehicles that municipalities or local authorities are providing service. And it cuts across all the developers in relation to tools for trade in relation to the provision of waste services.
So enlighten our listeners, how does SELGA collaborate with local authorities to address funding and infrastructure gaps in waste management, especially in the context of the proposed global fund to combat plastic pollution?
Well, in terms of the collaboration, it's one of the things that we take it very very serious at, from SALGA point of view. And so we take it even further than local authority, where we collaborate, we create collaboration with private sector in terms of producers. There is a policy intervention that DFFE or Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment have promulgated, which is called Extended Producer Responsibility, which then requires producers of waste or products that, or those who produce products being waste, to work with waste pickers and municipalities. So we collaborate on that in order to ensure that we all work together in ensuring that issues of funding is also addressed, because the producers, they've got responsibility to financially and also operationally ensure that the materials that they put in the economy of South Africa, they are not causing pollution. Lastly, on the matter, we're also collaborating with internally in government, with National Treasury, OCTA and DFFE, in looking at grants that municipalities then are supposed to use in that they provide the service, in terms of the structure, and so that it's optimal for them to be able to procure some of these infrastructure requirements.
Hmm. Now, talking about getting funding, Marvelous, can you explain what the fourth Ink Session Ink 4 is about and its importance for tackling plastic pollution? And also, do you think South Africa will succeed in getting global funding to help end plastic pollution?
The Ink 4, which is the discussion that's going to happen in relation to finding a binding instrument to deal with issues of pollution, specifically plastic. So that discussion is across the world countries, where ministers of environment across the world, they've agreed that we've got a problem pollution which does not have boundaries. So that's basically the discussion, to find that binding instrument. But from our side, listeners, what is critical, what we would like to see, and we're making a very fair and firm submission. One, the issue should add any burden to municipalities or those who are providing this. And also, they should be funding part of that particular instrument in order to avoid the burden that municipalities have been carrying, so that it's added. So that's also one of the things that we're looking at. And we see that it should be possible. Obviously, it's a negotiation, and everyone is pushing the position. And we believe that what we're putting through, or what we're lobbying for, is something that is reasonable also across all the countries, even the developing countries.
Hmm. Finally, before we let you go, Marvelous, looking beyond the current challenges that we're facing currently, what is SALGA's long-term vision for waste management as well as plastic pollution reduction in South African municipalities? And how would you, as SALGA, do you plan to achieve this vision?
Yes, well, on that, our critical matter that we would like to see, or the long-term vision, is to see municipalities with improved capacity to deliver services, including waste management. And by doing that, one of the things that we prioritizing is to create partnership and create space for those who are expertise, for example, those who are in the industry, also to be able to work with municipality or collaborate with municipalities. But also, what is also critical that we're prioritizing is the need to get our communities behind the work of municipalities. The challenges that municipalities are facing, they won't be able to address them alone if we leave it to them only. So we believe that households, citizens, have got a huge role to play. Because, for example, to help for municipality to be able then to collect the bin, the waste must be put inside the bin. And that's the role of you and I as citizens. So it's one area that we believe that we need then to lobby all critical stakeholders to work on a campaign to change mindset of our communities so that they are able to know their roles and responsibilities in relation to the waste management. And obviously, lastly, to increase then the issue around recycling, because there are economic opportunities that are in waste. So that's also one area that we feel that we need to get our communities through municipalities to ensure that they tap into that economic opportunity that is there in waste. So that's also some of the key things that we're looking at, and we're striving to achieve those. I would like to leave it at that. Thank you so much, Lisbeth.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. We appreciate your time and explaining this topic about pollution, plastic pollution to be more specific, and you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much, Suhaib and listeners.